Committee on Environment together, and we have several bills for a hearing and possible work session today. First, we'll call for I'll open a hearing on House Bill 2593. Yes, let's have a staff explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill that the committee itself introduced at the request of Chemical Waste Management, which is the operator of the only hazardous waste disposal facility in the state of Oregon. The bill would make permanent a temporary schedule for the payment of the state hazardous waste management fee to the DEQ by the operator of this facility. In addition, the current manner of allocating that fee revenue for various purposes would be maintained in the bill, so the money would go to the same funds and for the same purposes that it does presently. The current law does have a sunset date of January 2nd, 2006, so if no action were taken, this temporary fee schedule would become moot, and we would revert to a fee schedule that imposes significantly higher fees than the temporary schedule imposes.
Thank you very much. We have two folks who have signed to testify, Mr. David Barrows and Robert Denko from DEQ. Mr. Barrows from Chemical Waste Management. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dave Barrows with Chemical Waste Management, which is a subsidiary of Waste Management, Inc. We operate two facilities in the Arlington area, the hazardous waste facility, which I represent, and the solid waste facility, which if you have any questions about that, Mr. Dewey is here, and he represents the solid waste side of the company and would be, I'm sure, thrilled to come up and talk about any solid waste issues you have.
He's showing his thrill by sitting in the back of the room.
Mr. Hauser has explained very adequately the situation. The hazardous waste facility is the original facility. Starting in 1985, this legislature put hazardous waste disposal fees into the statutes, and all our facility is the tax collector. The fee is paid by the generators of the hazardous waste, and when we bill them also for the taxes for the state, and then we remit them to the DEQ. And it started at $10 in 1985. It rose in a series of changes over the years to $30. The state of Idaho facility went to its legislature some sessions ago and said, you know, if we lowered the fees on certain waste streams, we could take those waste streams away from chem waste. Because even with the additional transportation cost, and Mr. Hauser is correct, we are the only public hazardous waste. There are other hazardous waste disposal fees, but we're the only public one in the state of Oregon or Washington. And so their theory was that they'd lower their fees, people would drive right past Arlington on the way to Boise, and they'd win and we'd lose. Well, our legislature, showing its good judgment, made some alterations. And that's the material that I've shown some of you that's in the small print, because at the request of the department, we put a sunset on those. And the department's theory was we ought to review these every couple of years just to see if we're in alignment and where we're in the right place. And we were fine with that. We have now come to the conclusion that that really doesn't need to be done, because if we wanted to change a fee, we being both the company and the department, we would always do it in concert. We would never come to you and say, we want this fee changed, and the department get up here and say, we don't want that fee changed. We would never do that, our company. And Mr. Danko, I think, would concur, and so he has agreed that we should just abolish the sunset. That's all this bill does. It looks much more complicated. You got all kinds of bold type on pages, bottom of one, two, and the top of three, but all that does is taking the small print and putting it in permanent print and removing the sunset. It makes no changes in the dollars that we're doing to collecting today for you. It makes no changes in how the money is distributed, as Mr. Hauser has pointed out. And so we would ask for your support of this bill. The legislature has looked at this every 2 years because of the sunset and always been very supportive and unanimously adopted. In those cases, just the moving of the sunset out 2 more years. We would also ask you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, to consider asking the Speaker to remove the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. And I have no concern about Ways and Means, except that it's just one of a bajillion bills that will be down there at the end. It went to Ways and Means inadvertently last session. It was a Senate bill, and that went out of Environment, went to Ways and Means. And the only thing that's scary is that you have a situation down there where they have so many bills at the end, it just could get lost. If it got lost and didn't pass, then on January 2nd, 2006, as Mr. Hauser pointed out, the fee would go back on all waste streams to $30. That would put us so in such an uncompetitive situation with Idaho that, frankly, we wouldn't be able to exist. We're in a kind of a tight situation now because half our waste over the recent years has come from aluminum plant potliner. They're not making much of that anymore in the Great Northwest. And we're getting some still residue, leftover piles of this stuff. But that waste stream is kind of going away. The only thing I'd conclude with, Mr. Chairman, and then obviously I'm happy to answer questions, I have here an explanation of each of these various waste streams that are in the bold print with different rates, different fees. And I'd be glad to read this three-page document if anybody would be interested in understanding why we're doing $5 here, $2.50 here, $15 here. No one's ever asked before, but I'd be happy to do this if that would be the committee's wish, but I'm not going to do it without a request. There are no changes in any of the fee streams, and we just ask, number one, you pass the bill out, and secondly, that you consider asking the Speaker to take the subsequent off.
Questions? Representative Curran.
Dave, what kind of annual money are we talking about? Since you're already with the itemized, I thought I'd come in.
We're not talking about as much as we used to, unfortunately, and happily for us and happily for the department. We're now talking about, and that's biennial, Bob?
That's, 2 years.
Yeah. A little over $2 million that we collect. We had one great year. If I may, Mr. Chairman, digress for just a moment. We had one great year. Sadly, it was the Exxon Valdez. Exxon decided, for reasons that no one quite knows, but we're very happy about, to take all the paraphernalia, the moon suits, the rags, the booms, all that stuff, which they could have dumped into any solid waste landfill in Alaska. They decided, in order to show the public that they were very sorry, very, very sorry, they decided to put it all in a hazardous waste disposal facility. And it turned out to be ours. And so, if you look, I didn't bring the charts of the rates. They've kind of gone down like one spike, and then back to kind of wandering down because of this potliner problem.
Follow me.
And I will... Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I thought he...
No, let me just say one thing, if I could, Representative, and that is one of the things that's happened over the years, this state has adopted, along with all the other states, a hierarchy of how we deal with this. And one of them, the highest of the hierarchy, is let's not produce so much hazardous waste. We support that. That's a good public policy. But at the other end of the deal is we get less hazardous waste because less is being produced. Not just the aluminum problem, that's one issue, but just generally, industry doesn't produce as much hazardous waste that needs disposing of properly than it used to. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's made our life a little more difficult. It produces less taxes or fees that we collect from the generators, because they aren't generating as much, to submit to the DEQ. And this money that goes to the DEQ is not to run the oversight of our facility. We pay that to another licensing deal. This is to run the hazard and solid waste program, or a good portion of it. So, excuse me for interrupting you, Representative Grant.
No, It says here that two-thirds are placed in the Hazardous Substance Remedial Action Fund. What is that? What is it used for? We're talking about over $1 million here. I'm just curious.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Grier, with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to defer that to Mr. Danko, who actually works in that program and is more familiar with the details of it than I am.
Good.
Would that be?
Certainly.
Why don't you go ahead and present, and then we'll finish the questions after you're through.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Bob Danko with the Department of Environmental Quality. The department supports this bill, HB 2593, and we also support the not referring it to Ways and Means. I thought Mr. Burrows explained that correctly. In the past, this bill hasn't gone to Ways and Means. Last session, it inadvertently did, and so I'd request that you not refer it there. Mr. Burrows presented, I think, all the information. This is an important bill for us as well, and it's an important bill for Oregon business besides chemical waste management. It's important that we have a strong and active hazardous waste facility here in Oregon to serve Oregon business. Without it, it would put Oregon business at a disadvantage, having to go all the way to eastern Idaho to dispose of their waste. And it's an important bill for our budget as well. And to represent Gerard's a question, two-thirds of the $2.2 million that we expect in the next biennium goes to what you referred to as the Hazardous Substance Remedial Action Fund. That is, I guess, code and statute for our cleanup work that we do under state law. So it really helps support our cleanup program, which doesn't get any general funds. And a lot of our cleanup work, is paid for by the people we work with, but a lot of it, there's not people to pay. So this money is really important to keep an adequate cleanup program. The other one-third of the money goes to our hazardous waste program to implement the state hazardous waste laws. And that is important to us, too, because without it, we would either need more general funds or more higher state fees so we could continue to operate the federal hazardous waste program in Oregon. And that is something that Oregon business has strongly supported us in the past, we doing that work instead of the federal government. So that money goes to that program as well. So it's $2.2 million is a sizable amount of money for our cleanup and our hazardous waste program.
Thank you. If it's the simple that repealing the sunset, why just couldn't they put the repeal the sunset instead of it's already in the book? Why do we have to do that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lim, I've often wondered that myself. This is the way legislative council insists to be done. We said this is what we want to have accomplished. We don't want to change anything except we want to take the sunset out. And this is how they drafted it.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I take it that Idaho is continuing its fee structure that would undercut our old fee system that Mr. Burrows referred to.
I'll answer that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart, they have fees very much like this whole array of fees. Some of them are a little bit lower than ours, but we can stay competitive with them because of the transportation cost differences. If it's a lot lower, we lose the business.
Right.
And so we've worked very carefully and closely with the department over the years as we've made adjustments, added new sub-fees, if you will, to make sure that we were always competitive, but we didn't leave any money on the table for the department, as it were. If this bill doesn't pass through the legislature and isn't signed by the governor, then we will automatically revert to $30. We're done. And Mr. Danko's right. Business strongly needs this facility. We all need it. We don't want people putting hazardous waste down the drain into the sewers. We want them disposing of it properly by people that know what they're doing and have, I mean, I can go into a long explanation about the thickness of the liners for the cells, all that business. You don't want that. But we used to bring some business lobbyists in and ask them to say some nice words about the facility and all that. We finally had a chairman, okay, don't do that anymore, Dave. We get it. So we don't do that anymore. Yeah. But they do support it.
What portion of the cost that the company charges are these fees? I mean, I assume that you charge for a lot of other things that are related to the disposal, other than the state's fees. And what portion of that total do these fees tend to be?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart, I can't give you the exact number. It would depend a little on the fee. We have a gate fee, which isn't one fee for a ton of waste, regardless of the kind of waste, because some of them we have to treat. We have to dispose of them in a different manner. So the gate fee, the part that we charge as a business, varies some, but it tends to be in the less than $100 a ton range. $85 a ton maybe would be a number. And so if the disposal fee was only $2 or $2.50, the part we charge, the tax we collect for the department, then obviously it's a small percentage. If it's $30, then it's a pretty big percentage, the fee of the 85 plus 30.
Right.
So there's not an answer to that question.
Okay. Last question, if I may. This really is a true fee, is it not? It isn't really a tax.
It is a fee.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart. It is a fee, and it is a fee that, as I say, we get it and we pass it on.
Yeah, well, the reason I asked the question is because you've referred to this as a tax several times, and I just want to make certain that we're in agreement that this is really a fee.
Well, whatever, Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart, if you want it's a fee.
Thank you.
And, but even if it were a tax, we're not raising it.
Thank you for that as well.
Strike that last sentence. Couple questions. First of all, could you pinpoint for me where Arlington and where the Idaho facilities, where they are?
Mr. Chairman, the Idaho facility is... the Idaho facility is just... I'll let Mr. Danko, because he's more familiar. He's seen that facility than I haven't.
Mr. Chair, it's about 200 miles east of Boise, east-southeast of Boise.
And our facility is you go to Arlington, which is milepost 137, and you turn south heading toward Condon, and you go about 5 or 6 miles to Cedar Flats Road. You turn right, which is the only way you can turn, and you immediately come to Columbia Ridge Solid Waste Landfill, the one that Mr. Dewey represents. Then about a quarter of a mile down the road, and that, incidentally, that's where most of Portland's garbage goes, a lot of Seattle's garbage used to go, and so forth. I don't know much more than that. That's his side of the street. Our facility is then about a quarter of a mile farther down the road.
In your county?
Yeah. Well, it's actually very near Arlington. It is southwest of Arlington.
Okay. Another question is the gradient from $20 a ton down to $2.50 a ton seems it moves pretty far. Is there a reason that it's not a less of a gradient, say 20 to 15 to 10?
Well, Mr. Chairman, these fees were fees that we negotiated with the department some years ago, and they were frankly based on responding to Idaho and what they had done at their legislature, and it was simply an effort to keep this facility competitive so that Oregon and Washington business folks could access it economically.
Yep.
In a way that didn't force them to keep driving through the Blue Mountains and on into the almost to the Utah border.
Okay, thank you very much. Representative Greer.
Question not related to the fee question in the bill, just my own curiosity. Is nuclear waste at a completely different federal level than hazardous waste disposal? I'm suspecting that it is, but I'm just kind of curious. Increased business if Waste Management was interested, they could call Yucca Mountain or something. You know, and they,
Mr. Chairman, Representative Garrard, the answer is yes. It is an entirely different federal code. We are not permitted to take nuclear waste, radioactive waste, medical waste. That's part of our permit. And part of this, Oregon is a signatory to a multi-state compact in the Northwest, in which it is states specifically that hazardous waste facility will be provided by Oregon and Idaho, and low-level radioactive waste will go to Washington, meaning Hanford.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll close the hearing on House Bill 2593 and open a work session on House Bill 2593. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, do you want the not referring to Ways and Means as a part of the motion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would move House Bill 2593 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a non-referral to Ways and Means.
Representative Garrard moves House Bill 2593 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a non-referral to Ways and Means. Any further discussion? All right, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Wood?
Aye.
Representative
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Excuse?
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Chair Anderson?
Aye. Motion carries. And shall we put this on the consent calendar? It'll come back to us first, right?
It may. I'll need to check on the process. I believe the Speaker's office can just remove the subsequent referral without us taking further action. I need to check on
but
that.
But if she doesn't, then...
Yeah.
Mr.
If she doesn't, it'll go to Ways and Means.
My only concern would be that because it might appear to some that this is a fee bill, even though it doesn't raise fees, that there might be some concerns about it. So I wonder if it might be safer if somebody did carry it. Just
okay.
To explain that.
Anyone interested?
I see how this works.
I stare. Nolan has just offered to do it.
Fine.
Thank you.
It was a brilliant suggestion.
This will be, this will be referred to Vice Chair
Brilliant Carrie.
All right.
I congratulate you on getting Representative Nolan to vote yes.
Give me good stuff, and I'm glad to vote yes.
A wonderful Ooh. Vice Chair. I will say that. All right. I will now open a hearing on Senate Bill 42. Could I have a staff recommendation for report?
Mr. Chair, committee members, this bill is intended to basically give the State Environmental Quality Commission the flexibility to extend the maximum term of loans from the State Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund from the current limit of 20 years to allowing it to be 20 years after the completion date of the project for which the loan has been issued. The issue is that there have been times where there is a significant gap in time between the actual signing of the loan agreement to the point in time in which the project might be completed to produce a revenue stream that's designed to pay off the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would allow them to have the period of time for the loan extended to cover that, if you will, construction period for the project.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We have Holly Schroeder lined up to come and testify.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Holly Schroeder, and I'm the administrator of the Water Quality Division for the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, and I appreciate you hearing Senate Bill 42 today. This bill did pass from the Senate Environment and Land Use Committee and the full Senate. I just was going to provide a little bit of background. I have some written testimony, and I think there's a fact sheet attached that provides some background on what I think is a fairly straightforward bill. The State Revolving Fund, as the committee staff indicated, is a loan fund administered by the Department of Environmental Quality to local cities and counties to make wastewater treatment upgrades, infrastructure investments in order to meet water quality standards. We've been administering this program since 1991. We don't use any general fund for this. There is a federal capitalization grant that we get, and then it is, as it is called, a revolving fund where we issue loans to the communities, and then they pay back those loans with a low interest rate, often a much more favorable rate than they can get by issuing their own bonds or other funds. Funding, and then that goes back into the fund and provides the ability for us to issue additional loans. So it is a true revolving fund. We've provided loans to more than 100 projects around the state. We estimate that we issue about $60 million in loans each year. We receive about $15 million in capitalization grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. As committee staff indicated, the practice of how we think the best terms to provide to the communities is not consistent with the language that we that is currently in state statute. It's defined currently in state statute as any period not to exceed 20 years. That is more restrictive than the federal terms of the program, and we don't think give the most federal flexibility to that. And we, in fact, had been giving some terms at the more flexible terms until we discovered that we sort of had this inconsistency between the way we had wanted to do it and the way the statute required it. And so we want to restore that flexibility so that the communities that we're giving loans to have the most time possible to complete the projects, complete their repayment periods. I think that those more favorable terms help them make the investments that they need. That helps protect water quality, and so I appreciate your consideration of the bill. I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Holly. Any questions? Pretty straightforward bill. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty simple. All right. No action. All right. Well, we'll close the hearing. I'm not planning on working this at this time, but certainly looks like a workable bill. Thank you very much. Any further business of the committee? If not, we'll adjourn the committee on environment.